Morning, and welcome to the September regularly scheduled meeting of the Housing Commission. And before I get into what we're supposed to be doing here, let me just suggest and ask that all of us take a moment to reflect on what happened 14 years ago. Yeah, 14 years ago today, at pretty darn close to this hour. Just a remembrance of those who died in New York, Washington, D.C., and in Pennsylvania as a result of those actions. So if you would just take a moment, thank you. Now moving on, just to put everyone's mind at ease, no, I was not in a fight. It was a simple little cyst removal. The doctor says it went fine. And all I can tell you is that she accomplished something that hadn't been accomplished since I was a sophomore in high school. I have a black eye. The last time I had one was, as I said, as a sophomore in high school. Trust me, this one was much more pleasant to receive on that. Because I think I was on the losing end of that battle, too. Anyhow, regularly scheduled meeting of the San Diego Housing Commission on September 11th, 2015 is in order, is in session. And I have a few administrative things, as usual. Members of the public who wish to address the Housing Commission must fill out a speaker request form. Speakers normally are limited to 3 minutes each. Collective testimony by those who support or oppose an item shall be limited to no more than 15 minutes total per side. The public may ask for an item to be pulled from the consent agenda by submitting a speaker request as soon as we announce the proposed consent agenda, which means you'll have to run very quickly because we don't spend a lot of time on that one. Comments on non-agenda items are heard at the beginning of each meeting. If you wish to do so, please fill out a white-colored speaker request form. And again, you're going to have to run up to give it to Angie because that's going to be real soon here. to speak on a matter listed on the agenda, please complete a speaker request form and submit it to the recording secretary before that item is called. If you intend to speak in opposition to the item, please fill out a pink-colored form. If you plan to speak in support, fill out a gold-colored form. I have no speaker request form on non-agenda items, so we'll assume we don't have to worry about that. And next we'll go to commissioner comments. Commissioners, anything to comment on? Neither do I, so then we'll go to the report by the President and Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Gentry.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I've got about three very brief comments to notice to the board. There's some information in your packets before you. One is something you all already know about because you received the award at the meeting back in July. But this, for the record, the San Diego Housing Commission received a National Award of Merit from NARO, which is the National Association of Housing and Redevelopment Officials, at NARO Summer Conference on July the 30th. And the award was for the Housing Commission's strategic plan, which is a document adopted by the board and has basically set goals and objectives and strategies forth for the agency for the foreseeable future. So I just want to make sure that the record does note that policy statement by the board did receive a national award this summer. Also, there's some other information in front of you. The Housing Commission's Housing First San Diego homelessness approach continues to get good attention and is being received well in different forums in the city. Several of us made, Melissa Sukat and I made presentation before the San Diego Regional Continuum of Care Council, which is a body that governs the receipt and spending of federal resources in the city and county for homelessness purposes. And we did a similar presentation to that body that we did to this board earlier this year. Very, very well received. Also before you are a couple of letters of advocacy that I sent, one to the governor and one to our congressional delegation. Let me just point out the letter to a congressional delegation. There's a letter that went to Congressperson Vargas, also went to our representatives Peters and Davis, and basically it's a follow-up to advocacy we made to the Senate earlier this year, and that is regarding the HUD Moving to Work program. As you know, the industry is trying to get that MTW program extended. It currently sunsets in 2018. It is utterly essential, I believe, to what the Housing Commission's goals and strategies are going forward, hugely important to the way we try to restructure our federal programs so that they do something unusual, and that is make sense locally. Frankly, we are having some frank and full discussions with the HUD officials about extension that are not proven to be terribly fruitful. So we are dealing with our elected representatives. I'll point out that in July, the Senate approved a provision in the Senate Appropriations Bill that would extend Moving to Work for 10 years going around HUD, and also expand it by 300 more agencies, expanding it from the current 39 to 339. That would be wonderful. We are active now, the industry is, in trying to get the House to come up with similar provision, and hopefully that there will be a legislative vehicle in the Congress this year, an appropriations bill as opposed to a continuing resolution where this can take effect. Just want to make sure the board knows what we're doing, Mr. Chairman, and I'm open to any questions you might have. Thank you, sir.
Commissioners, any questions? Okay. We'll move on then. Next comes the approval of the minutes for the July 23rd, 2015 special meeting. You've all had a chance to look at those. Any questions, comments, proposed changes? Seeing no indication of such, is there a motion for approval? Commissioner Hubbard has moved approval. Is there a second? Commissioner Davis has seconded that. And how about that? We separated them this time, and I can identify which one is which without having to look up. So, again, any discussion? Seeing no indication of such, we'll call the question. All in favor of approving the minutes as submitted, indicate by saying aye. Opposed? The minutes are approved. I'd like to also announce, because I didn't do that, and that is that we do have a quorum for this meeting. The other members of the commission have, we believe, legitimate excuses for not being here, so they get an excuse, but we can carry on business. So. Next, I'd like to propose the consent agenda, and I move that items 100 and 103 be moved to the consent agenda. It's been moved by Commissioner Spoon. Is there a second? Commissioner Hubbard has seconded that motion. Any discussion? No indication of such. I'll call the question. All in favor of the consent agenda, indicate by saying aye. Opposed? Well, they are approved. Also, just as a public notice kind of thing, item 105 is being removed from today's agenda and is being scheduled for a special meeting of the commission. That has been noticed for next Thursday. And item 106 is being removed from today's agenda and will be brought back. It's a workshop item, non-action, but it will be brought back on in the October meeting. At least I believe we'll get it back at that time. So, moving on again, then we'll call item 101. And welcome. Before you actually begin, council would like to speak for just a second.
Yeah, I have a technical comment on item 101. This is an item that was previously passed by resolution around February of last year. We were authorized by the Housing Commission Board and then the Housing Authority to apply for this funding. HCD, when they received our the Housing Authority resolution approving it, said, well, there's nothing in there that, you know, allows you to accept these funds, so we need to make that technical change. And so what you have before you in the report is a request to amend existing language to the resolution. The city attorney would prefer not to revise the existing resolution, but rather to pass a new resolution. So everything's the same, but it's taking a little bit of a technical change.
Okay. Ladies?
Good morning, Chair Gramling, Commissioners, and Mr. Gentry. I'm Julia Sauer, Director of Compliance and Special Programs, and with me is Denise Johnson, Grants Project Manager. The State of California Department of Housing and Community Development awards local housing trust fund grants for projects affordable to or restricted for extremely low, low, and moderate income households. With this report, we are asking the Housing Commission to recommend the Housing Authority of the City of San Diego take the following two actions to amend and add language to Resolution HA-1617, which authorizes the Housing Commission to take actions to apply for and secure HCD Local Housing Trust Fund program funds. First, add the following language as requested by the State of California Department of Housing and Community Development, that the President and CEO or designee is authorized to enter into, execute, and deliver a State of California standard agreement and any subsequent amendments to secure funding for an amount not to exceed $2 million in state local housing trust fund program funds. And second, add the following language to the recitals to reference the authority granted to the Housing Commission pursuant to Resolution HA-1569. Whereas the Housing Authority of the City of San Diego has previously approved the right of the Housing Commission to apply for and accept grants that are consistent and in support of Housing Commission programs, such as the subject HCD application, which authority was granted to the Housing Commission pursuant to Housing Authority Resolution HA-1569, dated October 2nd, 2012. This concludes our report. We're happy to answer any questions you may have. Thank you.
Commissioner Spoon?
Is this the change in number one and number two, the sentence that's in quotes, is that the exact change? And what was it before?
Yes, that's the exact change. And this is an addition. So all the original language is retained, and this is being added.
That's funny. We gave approval to ask for the money, but we didn't give approval to accept the money. We're usually much more optimistic than that. Any other questions? Okay. Is there a motion? Commissioner Spoon has moved approval of the proposal. Is there a second? Commissioner Davis has seconded the proposal. And we didn't move her over there because she was bad. We thought that Walt needed some assistance over there. Okay, I'll call the question then. All in favor of the proposal as submitted indicate by saying aye. Opposed? Item 101 has been approved unanimously. Thank you very much. Item 102 is up next. It's for the approval of some job order contracts. Who's here? Gentlemen?
Good morning, Chair Grambling, Commissioners, Mr. Gentry, and Legal Counsel. My name is George Hunt. I'm a Housing Construction Supervisor, and with me today is Ralph Thorpe, Senior Procurement Analyst. Before you today is the approval of the award of job order contracts. The requested action is the award of five separate multi-year job order contracts for the maintenance, renovation, modernization, and alteration of properties owned and or operated by the San Diego Housing Commission. The Housing Commission has an ongoing need to maintain and improve the portfolio of properties it currently owns and or manages. To meet this need more effectively, Housing Commission staff has identified JOC or job order contracting as a procurement resource that enables staff to execute routine and reoccurring construction projects quickly and efficiently. The Housing Commission Board has the authority to approve contracts for the maintenance, modernization, and improvement of properties owned and operated by the Housing Commission, including LLCs, up to a maximum contract value of $500,000 pursuant to the San Diego City Council Resolution R305431 of December 4, 2009. Housing Commission staff seeks authorization to enter into 5 cooperative purchasing agreements with the National Joint Powers Alliance, or NJPA, for facilitating maintenance, renovation, modernization, and alteration of projects competitively bid and awarded by NJPA. NJPA is a state of Minnesota public agency that serves as a national municipal cooperative contracting agency for its members. The Housing Commission has been a member of the NJPA since 2011. Contract forms have been developed to ensure Housing Commission required provisions are included within each of the contracts. The provisions include prevailing wages and requirements of Section 3 of the HUD Act of 1968, or Section 3. Contracts were awarded by the NJPA to 5 contractors as identified as low responsive and responsible bidders for those JOC contracts after the receipt and evaluation of the bid submittals for specific NJPA invitation for bid solicitations. The 5 NJPA contracts for which the Housing Commission is seeking to enter into a cooperative agreement are with Angeles Contractor Incorporated, Goodman Roofing and Construction, The Augustine Company, Vincor Construction Incorporated, and Sylvester Roofing Construction. These contracts will be utilized by the Housing Commission as an on-call, as-needed basis. Each contract would have a maximum annual capacity of $500,000 and will be implemented in accordance with Housing Commission Administrative Regulation Number 203.200 and the associated standard operating procedures. Applicable federal, state, and local prevailing wage labor compliance requirements shall apply to all 5 proposed contracts. Because JOC contracts are structured as an on-call, as-needed type contract, the above-referenced maximum annual contract capacities of $500,000 annually do not constitute a guaranteed award amount or expenditure obligation by the Housing Commission to the respective contractors. Neither do the specific maximum contract amounts constitute a budgetary encumbrance or obligation by the Housing Commission. Staff recommends that the San Diego Housing Commission take the following actions. 1, to authorize the President and Chief Executive Officer or designee to enter into cooperative purchasing agreements with the contractors referenced within this report based upon the procurements previously competitively bid and awarded by the National Joint Powers Alliance. Approve the award of 5 separate multi-year JOC contracts to the following companies, each with a value not to exceed a maximum capacity of $500,000, Angeles Contractor Incorporated, Goodman Roofing Construction, The Augustine Company, Vincor Construction, and Sylvester Roofing. 3, to authorize the President and CEO or designee to substitute the identified contract funding sources with other available funding sources as long as the total activity budgeted amount after substitution does not exceed the total approved budget. Should the operational need arise or should actions be to benefit the Housing Commission and its mission, and to authorize the President, CEO, or designee to execute all documents and instruments necessary and or appropriate to implement these approvals in a form approved by General Counsel and take such actions as necessary and or appropriate to implement these approvals. This concludes staff's presentation. Representatives from the Gordian Group and staff are available for your questions.
Commissioners, any questions? Commissioner Davis?
Just a simple question. I'm not sure if I understand. On staff recommendations 2, it says the following companies each with a value not to exceed. Does that mean that each company has $500,000? Okay, I just
wanted
to see that. Good.
Yeah, so we end up with an aggregate of $2.5 million. Commissioner Spoon?
How is the $500,000 determined? And do we have other contractors where we have a $500,000 maximum limit already approved?
The $500,000 maximum is in accordance with the Housing Commission's procurement policy that authorizes the board and Mr. Gentry to have authorization to sign off to that amount for maintenance, renovation, and repair contracts. And we do have four other job contracts currently in place as well. Yes. Correct.
Any other questions? Discussion? Commissioner Spoon has moved approval. Is there a second? Commissioner Hubbard has seconded the proposal. Any additional discussion? Seeing no indication of such, I'll call the question. All in favor of approving item 102 as submitted, indicate by saying aye. Opposed? The motion is carried unanimously. Thank you. Next is item 104, Fairbanks Terrace preliminary bond item.
Good morning, Chair and Commissioners. Ted Miara, Director of Housing Finance. With me is Cameron Chariotti, Assistant Real Estate Manager. The report before you is a preliminary bond item for Fairbanks Terrace. Development of this project will conclude the inclusionary housing requirement in subarea 1 of the NCFUA. The affordable housing build-out of Black Mountain Ranch will total 819 units. Chelsea is the developer of the project. The development is adjacent to two other Chelsea projects, Fairbanks Commons, completed in 2013, and Fairbanks Square, completed in 2014. The same team has been assembled to finance and develop the project. There's no Housing Commission subsidy in this deal. The Housing Commission will issue up to $17.7 million in bonds. With that, I'll turn it over to Cameron for details.
Good morning, Commissioners, Chair Grambling, and Mr. Gentry. Item 104 is a request for a recommendation that the Housing Authority initiate the preliminary steps for the issuance of up to $17.7 million in multifamily housing revenue bonds for the development of Fairbanks Terrace, including approval of a bond inducement resolution and TEFRA resolution, authorization for application submittals to the California Debt Limit Allocation Committee, and approval of bond counsel and financial advisor. The proposed project is an 83-unit senior development located in the Black Mountain Ranch subarea of the North City Future Urbanizing Area within the Del Sur Master Plan community at the intersection of Paseo Del Sur and Del Sur Ridge Road. The unit mix is comprised of 66 one-bedroom units and 16 two-bedroom units. The development would restrict 10% of the units to seniors at or below 50% of area median income and 90% of the units to seniors at or below 60% of area median income. Proposed site amenities will include a community room with a kitchen and computer lab, a laundry room, and a management office. Chelsea will be the developer and administrative general partner in a to-be-form limited partnership comprised of Pacific Southwest Community Development Corporation acting as managing general partner and U.S. Bancorp as the tax credit investor and limited partner. Since 1995, Chelsea has financed and developed more than 6,000 affordable housing units, including more than 2,100 inclusionary housing units in San Diego County. The proposed site is located in near proximity to Fairbanks Square, a 100-unit senior affordable housing development, and Fairbanks Common, a 165-unit multifamily affordable housing development, both of which are inclusionary housing developments also developed by Chelsea. Chelsea's development of Fairbanks Terrace will satisfy inclusionary affordable housing requirements for the master developers Camelot and Heritage Bluffs market rate developments also located within Black Mountain Ranch. The total development cost for this project will be approximately $24.4 million, and the developer is requesting the issuance of up to $17.7 million in bonds. There is no Housing Commission subsidy being proposed for this project. However, project costs are in line with Fairbanks Square, a prior 100-unit senior inclusionary project developed by Chelsea. Approval of the bond inducement and TEFRA resolutions does not commit the Housing Authority to issue bonds. The bonds would not constitute a debt of the city. If bonds are ultimately issued for the project, the bonds will not financially obligate the city, the Housing Authority, or the Housing Commission because security for the repayment of the bonds will be limited to specific private revenue sources of the project.
The requested actions before you are preliminary steps to issue bonds, and the project will be brought forward for final approval in January. The developer expects to close financing sometime in February and begin construction shortly thereafter, with an estimated completion date of July 2017. This concludes our presentation, and we also have Jordan Penn here on behalf of Chelsea to answer any questions as well. Thank you.
Commissioners, any questions? Commissioner Hubbard?
Hi. I have a question about the proposed shopping center. So is it safe to assume there's no shopping center around that area?
Maybe Jordan can answer that question and tell us about the proximity to the services.
Hi, I'm Jordan Penn from Chelsea Investment. The shopping center in this immediate neighborhood has not yet been developed. There's shopping, however, within probably a mile and a half. This is a fairly well-built-out corridor in North County. So there are services, schools, amenities in the general area, just not immediately adjacent at this point.
Commissioner Davis?
Yeah, is there also transportation easily attainable from the location, public transportation?
You know, there is not a lot of transportation or public transportation in this part of San Diego. I think that's something that is being talked about and is seen as sort of a critical path for the city, but everyone recognizes that it's not in place yet. So most of the tenants have their own transportation or, you know, will use some sort of ride-sharing service if they don't.
That's an interesting statement. You made that statement that most of them have their own transportation based upon what? Since we don't have them identified yet.
That's based on the profile and the rent levels and the income levels that are targeted for this development and our portfolio, which has similar units at those rent levels in the same area. So it's just based on our experience renting to the tenant population that will ultimately reside at this development.
Assuming all of this gets approved, when would construction be anticipated to start?
We expect construction to start in late February or early March of next year.
And to be completed, ready for occupancy by?
About a year later.
Okay. And the timing for the shopping center is what?
I do not know the exact timing for the shopping center.
In terms of transportation, I was the co-developer of the Orchard Family Senior Apartments down in Sports Arena. And we got a parking bonus because we said, well, seniors don't have as much parking or as much need for parking because they have less transportation. Ended up we were anticipating one parking space per unit. We ended up needing one and a half. So I do understand. I just didn't want you to make an unsupported statement like that.
No, this is certainly based on our experience in this part of San Diego and at 50 and 60% AMI levels. We have a pretty good sense of the automobile ownership of the tenants.
Mm-hmm. Commissioner Hubbard?
Yes. There's a high school, it says, that is close by, and it's a senior complex. Do you anticipate any issues with traffic? How close is the high school to this development?
I'm not sure of the exact proximity of the high school. When you say traffic impacts, are you referring to from our residents or from people going to the school?
Yes, because I know having kids that traffic usually around high school in middle school is usually very crowded. People are rushing to get their kids to school, and you know usually around a senior center you have to drive slowly. I just wanted to know if you how close it was to this development, if you knew.
Sorry, keep in mind that this particular development is within a residential area where speed limits are going to be, I think, 25 miles per hour. So the general speed of traffic throughout this area and immediately adjacent to this particular project should not be an issue. I don't know if I'm answering your question or... No, but we typically develop in, you know, master plan communities where schools are very much part of the community. And so the traffic patterns, I think, are evaluated by the master developer as they put the entire overall project together. And so all of those things are taken into account. In other words, the number of people who will be living at this complex are what was originally anticipated when the master developer entitled the entire development.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions, comments? Is there a motion? Commissioner Hubbard has moved approval of the proposal as submitted. Is there a second?
Second.
Commissioner Spoon has seconded the motion. Any additional discussion? Last chance. I'll call the question. All in favor of the proposal as submitted, indicate by saying aye. Opposed? It is passed unanimously. We'll see you, I guess, in February or somewhere around there. Look forward to it. Okay, well, we have completed our revised agenda, and so is there a motion to adjourn? Commissioner Davis has moved to adjourn. Is there a second? Commissioner Hubbard has seconded that motion. Seeing no wave of hands to indicate discussion, I'll just call the question. In favor of adjourning, indicate by saying aye. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much.